Report, Representative Swalwell accused of sexual assault by former staffer. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 10, 2026. Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, is accused of sexually assaulting a woman who worked as a former staffer for him, according to a recent report. The woman, who started working in Swalwell's district office in Castro Valley in 2019 when she was 21 years old, claimed to the San Francisco Chronicle that Swalwell began pursuing her and would also allegedly send her photos of his genitals. The woman also claims in one instance, Swalwell tried to kiss her in her car, and that in another instance he allegedly pulled out his penis and asked her to perform oral sex. In one instance, the woman also alleges that in September 2019, after being invited to have drinks with Swalwell, and becoming severely intoxicated to the point where she did not remember the evening, the next morning she woke up naked in Swalwell's hotel bed and could feel the effect of vaginal intercourse. In April 2024, after the woman went to an event where Swalwell was honored, the two later met for drinks and the woman became so inebriated that she only remembers snippets of what happened. The woman claims that she pushed Swalwell away and told him no. She said Swalwell, who is married and 17 years her senior, tried to kiss her in her car when she drove him home from a donor meeting one night. Driving him to another event weeks later, she said Swalwell pulled out his penis in the car and asked her to perform oral sex on him. She said she did so in a parking lot. In September 2019, the woman said, Swalwell invited her out for drinks and she became so severely intoxicated that she does not remember the rest of the night. She said she woke up naked in Swalwell's hotel bed and could feel the effect of vaginal intercourse. She said Swalwell distanced himself from her afterward and the relationship faded. 5 years later, the woman said, she attended an April 2024 charity gala where Swalwell was honored. The woman, who no longer worked for Swalwell, said they met for drinks afterward, during which she became so inebriated that she only remembers snippets of the night, including pushing Swalwell away and telling him no, while he allegedly forced himself on her. In a statement, Swalwell described the allegations as false, noting that for nearly 20 years he has served as a prosecutor and congressman and have always protected women. These allegations are false and come on the eve of an election against the frontrunner for governor, Swalwell stated. For nearly 20 years, I have served the public as a prosecutor and a congressman and have always protected women. I will defend myself with the facts and where necessary bring legal action. While Elias Dabai, who serves as Swalwell's attorney, stated in a cease and desist letter that the woman had exhibited the conduct of a loyal and supportive colleague, not a victim, an attorney for the woman, Gerald Singleton, said the woman's statements are 100% factually accurate, and she will not be withdrawing them, according to the outlet. Dabai argued in the letter that the woman's credibility of her accusations is fatally undermined by her voluntary and cooperative relationship with Swalwell. In response to the report, Senator Ruben Gallego Diaz said he was withdrawing his endorsement of Swalwell in California's gubernatorial election. I've read the San Francisco Chronicle's reporting and I take it seriously, Gallego wrote in a post on X. What is described as indefensible. Women who come forward with accounts like this deserve to be heard with respect, not questioned or dismissed. I regret having come to his defense on social media prior to knowing all the information, Gallego added. I am equally as shocked and upset about what has transpired.